I'm here with Tim McBride, the Chief Procurement Officer of Microsoft. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
I've just watched you take part in a panel debate actually here at the forum, the Procurement Leaders Forum. One of the questions was key priorities moving forward through 2010, and obviously the economy's turned, or looking like it's taken a turn for the better.
Yeah.
How does that affect your focus, and what specifically are you going to be looking to in the next few months?
Yeah, actually the state of the economy has little impact sort of on our top level priorities. For us, we've had the ambition to be a world-class procurement organization. And certainly there's many ways to measure that, but a big part of that is sort of, you know, percentage of spend under management, what's the cost to run the function as a percentage of the return that you're getting and so on. Many of the metrics that are used by outside firms. And we've really been focused on four things to get us there, and our focus on that will continue. And the first is world-class strategic sourcing and category management. We believe that, for us, especially managing indirect spend across a wide number of countries as we do, that's an area where we just got to be expert in marketing, professional services, temporary staffing, those kinds of things, as well as your MRO kinds of topics. So we've invested a lot in terms of people development, which is another top priority for us, skill development, and particularly there around business and stakeholder relationship management. For us, I think that was one of the big gap areas that we've been working quite hard to correct. Third is just relentless execution. I mean, we need to be really, really good at executing every single day. We're trying to move beyond the stereotypical view of procurement as a speed bump or a roadblock, and really, obviously work with our business partners up front and understanding what their key business priorities are. But then when it gets down to actually executing on RFPs and transactions and those kinds of things, making sure that that runs as fast as it possibly can. Okay. And those things are super, super critical for us. And then last is basically our what we call programs infrastructure. So, we talked a little earlier about the Microsoft vendor program and strategic relationships that we have with our suppliers, and that too is a key focus for us. We're very picky about the number and type of suppliers that we have deep strategic relationships with, and that's by design. We want to be really, really good at the few that we have rather than have a whole lot. So we've taken this tiered and scaled approach and said, yes, we need to communicate broadly with a lot of our suppliers and make sure they understand our strategies, but where we will go really, really deep in an engagement, we're going to be quite picky on. So those are the four things that we're really have been and will continue to be focused on.
Okay. And just quickly, just to dive a little deeper on one of those, the skills and the talent development area, how are you finding that? Are you finding that a particular challenge, or are you quite encouraged by what you see?
Well, it's always a challenge, but it's also quite encouraging. I mean, we've done a lot of work really educating both procurement staff, but frankly also your end user, your client, in terms of what's the value procurement can bring and how do we address and communicate that. So one of the examples I like to use is you can't be a procurement person going into a marketing organization and talking about adding business value by simply saying you're going to help them reduce their costs.
Yeah.
For a marketing person, that's not very interesting. They're much more interested in time to market and consistency of message and those kinds of things, which when you think about it, actually align quite well with procurement priorities.
Mm-hmm.
You can make sure you have a very consistent message if you use fewer suppliers, and those fewer suppliers are really well managed.
Yeah.
You can get to market much faster if you can, again, have fewer suppliers and execute very quickly on a strategy and have joint strategy development.
Yeah.
Gee, that's a lot like SRM. So there's ways to have sort of the same kind of conversation, if you will, and really show how to add business value without sort of using traditional procurement terms. And I think just that simple change or the simple turn in the way you communicate is a key factor. So I'm encouraged. I think we've seen quite good growth among certainly our team and a focus on that over the last few years.
So it's almost just speaking the language of business.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, well, Tim, thanks very much for taking the time out to talk to us. Hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks.
Okay.